It's common for mother-daughter relations to be stormy in the daughter's teen years. But why do mothers and daughters continue to push each other's buttons well into adulthood? Our guest this hour asked this question in a recent piece in the Wall Street Journal, and we will explore mother-daughter conflict this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, May 11th. And as Mother's Day approaches, the mother-daughter relationship is not always smooth sailing. So we thought we would talk about how conflict can arise and how to deal with it. And we will welcome your questions and your own experiences at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I wonder if you will admit this hour to what bugs you about your mom, or what bugs you about your adult daughter. We'll see. Let's welcome our guest. Elizabeth Bernstein is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, where she writes the Bonds on Relationships column. Her article is linked to our program notes at WPR.org/joy and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Why did you explore this topic?
Well, I have a mother and have always sort of seen that it is a very great relationship. It can be a complicated one. And then I have so many friends who have said similar things, and so many readers write me and say similar things. So I thought it was a good time of year to look at it.
Well, it is. It is. And why is it that there are this kind of conflict between mothers and daughters?
It's interesting. So many people, experts actually told me, you know, that umbilical cord between a mother and a daughter almost never really gets cut. And it's, mothers have so many expectations for their daughters that they don't necessarily put on their sons. They want them to be like them. They want them to be their friends. There's so many, it's very complicated. There's so many reasons.
What is the typical conflict between mothers and daughters?
Well, really, I think we're all familiar with the one that starts in teenage years. And so as the daughter starts to get a little older and wants to assert her independence and sort of learn to be an independent person, there's that conflict as she's pulling away and the mother's still trying to help her. And the mother has to learn to really let her fly the nest, right? So there's that. But what can happen is if the mother and daughter don't successfully negotiate that when the daughter is a teenager, it's going to keep going on. And many mothers don't fully let go, and many daughters don't fully let go either. And so the conflict is that it becomes tense. And what I hear over and over is, you can't believe what my mom said to me. She said, your lipstick looks bad. You know, she said, honey, you might need to lose a little weight. I keep hearing these things mothers will say to their daughters that really you wouldn't say to a friend, but the mom's nudging.
And you wouldn't say it necessarily to a son either.
No, you wouldn't say it to a son either. Mothers and daughters have mothers and sons have a little bit different relationship. So that mom is still nudging, and there is something going on underneath it. When a mom is sort of pushing her adult daughter, can't quite stop telling her what to do. Often she's still clinging. She's trying to keep her in her life. She may feel that she's not getting enough attention herself, the mom. And so that might be what's going on, that there's a full separation that's not really going on.
Yeah. So what are some ways we can improve the mother-daughter relationship?
Well, the big way that both mothers and daughters have to really think about is daughters have to remind themselves, you know, I am an adult. So I have to respond to my mom as the mature adult I am in every other area of my life. I'm not going to revert to the 12-year-old the second I hear, you know, my mom's voice or the second she says something. The moms are well-meaning. You know, they're just trying to, mom's job is to help you, you know, from day one. And so they're still trying to help you. If they see, they feel they can tell you, if they think that your lipstick doesn't look right, who else is going to tell you? So the daughter has to hear it and react as an adult, and the mother has to remind herself, too, this woman is an adult. I have to also react to her as she's an adult.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm fortunate, I think, because my mother has passed away, and it's been many years, and I don't remember a lot of her being, you know, hypercritical about you know, my weight or my clothes or my lipstick or the way I cleaned my house and that sort of thing. So maybe I was fortunate. What did we do right?
Your mom must have somehow, she must have allowed you to grow up from, you know, really grow up and sort of your, another interesting part of this is that moms learn their mothering styles from their own mom. So your mom must have had, you know, must have come down through the family. She might have had somebody who allowed her to be independent and she trusted you to sort of know how to run your own household. A lot of times these conflicts come up around children. And so the mother tries to help and, you know, she's seen her daughter become a mother. She wants to budge in and say, honey, you know, your children aren't paying attention to you, or, you know, you really should feed them, you know, broccoli, whatever it is. And so somehow your mother must have had the parenting she needed and allowed you to become adult.
Or I didn't have children, so we didn't have that conflict.
Interesting. I don't have children, but I have two sisters mm-hmm. who do, and I'm fascinated to watch the dynamic where, you know, my mom is, you know, trying to help well-meaningly, and she adores those grandchildren, but my sisters are sometimes a little, they'll talk to me, well, mom's butting in, and then my mom will talk to me and say, oh, I'm trying not to. I don't know, you know, why this is a conflict. So I think children are a big flashpoint.
Yeah. I do recall as a teenager, I'm not going to go to school dressed that way kind of comment, you know, from time to time. But but we grew out of that. And maybe I stopped wanting to wear inappropriate things out in public.
Well, that's very natural to grow out of it. Yes. Hopefully you got to be a better dresser.
Yeah. So when you say speak as an adult, daughters, when you speak to your mother, speak as an adult, if mom is nudging, what does that mean?
So it means, you know, don't react like the whiny 12-year-old. If mom says, you know, hey, you know, I really think your son's a little out of control, and you just, you know, take a breath, remind yourself, like, I am not 10 years old. I'm not that little girl who's sort of in trouble. I have independence. And, you know, you also may want to say, hey, mom, you know, say mom's telling you, oh, look, you know, don't be late. Mom, look, I'm not always late. I maybe as a kid I overslept a lot, but you know I haven't been late since 1974. So you want to sort of have a little humor in it, but remember not to whine. Really, is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you say, mothers, ask your daughter, what do you need help with? Don't assume you know.
Exactly. So, you know, don't just assume, you know, your son needs to be disciplined. You know, ask. Say, experts say this is the most important thing you can do. Ask. You know, you want to help. Your daughter wants your help. And this is what's going on. I think many mothers feel that they're being pushed aside, that they're no longer needed. And what a horrible feeling for a mother. Like, you're always needed. But no matter how old probably that daughter gets. But how much easier, a friend would say, hey, what can I help you with? It's a little bit smoother for the daughter to hear, what can I help you with? Rather, she'll hear just the unsolicited help as sort of a butt-in, really.
Our guest is Elizabeth Bernstein. She's a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, where she writes the Bonds on Relationships column. She is also the author of the article, I'm Not Your Little Baby, Calling a Truce in the Mother-Daughter Conflict. And we're wondering if you have this sort of conflict with your mother or your daughter, your adult daughter. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Why do you think this is? How do you deal with this sort of nudging from your mom? How do you react to it? How is your relationship with your mother as we approach Mother's Day? Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be a mostly sunny day in southern and eastern Wisconsin, turning cloudy in northern and western Wisconsin with rain likely. Highs today will be in the 60s and low 70s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is coming up on 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, May the 11th. Stay tuned for the Week in Review. We'll have two guests from different political viewpoints talking with us about all the top state, national, and international news stories of the week. The Week in Review, every Friday from 8 until 9. Also this afternoon after 4 o'clock, as is always the case, every Friday after 4, it's your views on the news during At Issue with Ben Marins. Ben and his guest will take your calls on what you consider to be the week's most significant news story. So lots of talk about the news of the week coming up here on the Ideas Network. Right now we are talking about the relationship between mothers and daughters. With Mother's Day approaching, talking about how we can improve the mother-daughter relationship. It's not always smooth sailing, and we're talking about how issues can arise and how to deal with it, and welcoming your questions, welcoming your stories. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Elizabeth Bernstein, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, author of I'm Not Your Little Baby, Calling a Truce in Mother-Daughter Conflict. And our first caller is Rachel in Tomahawk. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. So how's your relationship with your mom?
Well, it is great now, but I had to laugh when your guest talked about the teenage years because it wasn't so great then. In fact, I think I was just awful to my mother, and I'm amazed that we got through it. She tells me how crabby I was and how awful I was, and she would was involved in some extracurricular activities and would come to the school later in the morning, would see me, and I was so happy around my friends, and she'd think, what am I doing wrong? But she did allow me to be independent and guide me through that period where I was trying to be independent. That now that I'm a mother myself with two daughters, she does not butt in, and she will help when I ask for the help. And the best compliment, you know, she ever gave me was with my first daughter, and I was struggling with nursing and just trying my best. She said, you know, you're being a great mom. So it's just wonderful to have that in my life.
Well, thank you for calling, Rachel, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what about that, Elizabeth?
I think that's wonderful, and that's a mother who did it right. She allowed her daughter to become independent, and then there's a daughter, you know, raising independent children. So she did it right. It's kudos to them.
Yeah, and that the mother-daughter relationship in the teen years, that's quite common too, where there's the daughter wants nothing to do with mom sometimes.
Yeah, it's very common. It's very, very natural for that to be happening. That's sort of a natural development process. Those are the years when one of the periods in childhood when children are trying to become independent and taking, you know, a new step out of the nest, really. So that's very, very, and you hear these stories all the time about exactly what you were saying. You know, mom said not to wear the mini skirt. Mom mm-hmm. said, you know, you're not going out of the house like that. So that is a natural process. It's just worrisome when it goes on.
Yeah. Barb in Jackson County is with us next. Hello, Barb.
Hi, I really find this very interesting. I'm the only girl in a family with four brothers, and I only had one son, and I raised him on my own, and so I'm not really sure it's just mother-daughter relationship, because he's going to be getting married, and he's 30, and he has to, you know, I have to be very, very careful, because I want to just give him advice, and occasionally he'll say, Mom, I'm an adult, and I'm like, Okay, I know, because I think that it's not necessarily just mother-daughter. I have a great relationship with him. I did not have a good relationship with my mother. She was always controlling and told me what to do, put my clothes out when I was little to go to school. She'd have them hanging on the door and told me I could never wear black because that made me look old and, you know, and you know, but I really miss her. This is my second Mother's Day. Well, be without her. So even though we had lots of conflict for many years, I really miss her now.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I'm wondering, though, Barb, when you say, when your son does say to you, hey, Mom, I'm an adult, what are you saying to him that prompts that?
Well, he was diagnosed with ADHD many years ago. He's not a planner, and I'm really a planner, and that's probably one of our biggest conflicts is that lots of times, because he's not planning, then there's some really negative consequences. And so I always sit there and go, but now I've learned to say, well, would you like my opinion? And if he says no, then I back off.
Mm-hmm. That's probably
and
the way, yeah.
That's really helped a lot because then he'll come around and he'll go, well, what were you going to say? And I, you know, I'm a school counselor and I talk to my parents about that. I say, you know, sometimes if you're giving advice to them, they don't want to take it. But I've learned if I say, so would you like my opinion? And he always says no. And then later on he'll go, well, what were you going to say about that?
I love that.
That's really
so,
helped.
Elizabeth, that's sort of what you're saying, isn't it?
It's so perfect because I love that, would you like my opinion? Because what she's doing is allowing him to be independent. Then he can ask for her opinion, and he had some action he could do. It's not being forced on him. So even though she's leading him along just like a good mom, she's sort of allowing him to think it was his idea. It's perfect.
Yeah, that is. And what do you make of her saying it's not just mother-daughter? She's kind of, you know, well, she's working it out with her son, but she sort of has that same dynamic going.
I mean, I agree. Mothers want to, you know, keep helping their babes, you know, even if they're 30 or 40 or 60. But, you know, I do agree. I see across the board more generally that the conflict is more tense with mothers and daughters. I think because they're both women even, there's this issue where women are known to be more emotional. They're more attuned to their emotions. They're more expressive of them often. So, you know, women are more emotional creatures than men mostly. So there's that element, but certainly mothers and sons can have these problems.
Yeah. It sounds like here we have mom trying to offer sort of some planning advice and just life advice, which is something that might go on with any child. But in the case of the mother-daughter struggle, it's a little bit more hypercritical with even things like your haircut and the way you look and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just sort of right there. And there's this, like I said, there's this connection. Moms and daughters, moms put a lot of expectations from day one on daughters. Will she be like me? Will she, hopefully she will surpass me. Maybe she will do things I didn't get to do. You know, so there's just sort of, because this is a little girl and she grows up into a woman, the mom is a woman, there's just a different kind of expectation there, I think.
Barb, thanks so much for the call and happy Mother's Day to you too. Jennifer in Whitewater is with us. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that my mother also has been gone for several years, which is what I find to be her most irritating feature, is that she went and died young.
Yeah.
But a number of my friends are now in caretaker situations with their elderly mothers, and I have a daughter who's in her mid-20s. And it's interesting because I think one of the, and also a son I have, one of the things that people get really irritated by is when someone tells them something that they already know, which is one of the problems with knowing people very well. So if you go and say something to one of your children and they know you're going to say that because they already know that they should do that or not do that, and then you tell them, that makes them really mad. And so you end up, if you see this coming, then just not saying it or biting your tongue or saying, you know, well, how can I help you? Or what sort of feedback would you like from me? Or something like that. And that diffuses it because my son has been kind of a little edgy about advice, and so is my daughter. And now I think we have a pretty good relationship, but when my daughter was in her teen years, she would be raiding my closet, and then people would say, oh, you look just like your mom, and she'd say, I do not. Get really mad.
Well, she liked your taste in clothes anyway.
Well, a lot of things, you know. She was sort of, I started thinking, well, gee, I could just, like, go and die, and she could continue my role, and no one would even know the difference, but she's now been able to define herself, and part of that has involved breaking her hand on her lawn board, something that I can't do. And it's all that I can do to not just go running to her house, because I haven't been able to speak with her about this yet. I'm just saying, you know, as soon as I found out that she'd broken her hand, I burst into tears and wanted to go and help her.
I'm sorry, I just totally missed it. She broke her hand on what, did you say, Jennifer?
Lawn boarding. She's quite a swashbuckling young gal. She's fearless and does a lot of physical activities that I had to just say to her, oh, that's good that you're learning these things.
I see. You know? When you really wanted to say, what are you thinking?
Right. When she took off across the country with her friends, I made sure her car was working and that she had a cell phone. And when she called me from another city saying, what do I do? We're out of money. I said, you have a guitar. Go and make some money downtown.
All right. Well, any response, Elizabeth?
That's hard to do. Again, that's good mothering, and it's really hard to do to tell your daughter to take the guitar downtown. You know, I mean, like, get your butt home. So, you know, I think people forget how hard it is to be the mom and to see these things. You don't want your daughter to be hurt. You don't want her to be vulnerable and just sort of walk that fine line of, helping her and yet stepping back is a really hard road that I don't think we always recognize.
We are talking with Elizabeth Bernstein, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, where she writes the column Bonds on Relationships. We are talking with her about her article on the mother-daughter struggle. It's entitled, I'm Not Your Little Baby, Calling a Truce in Mother-Daughter Conflict. We're trying to figure out why there seems to be this conflict between some mothers and their adult daughters and what can be done about it. And we're welcoming your examples of this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are wondering this hour if you have a trouble-free relationship with your mom. And if so, how did you achieve that? Or we are welcoming your questions and your experiences in working out issues with your mom. Is your mom someone who nudges you a little bit, offers unsolicited advice, maybe is critical about how you keep house or how you dress? We are talking about ways to improve a mother-daughter relationship, and we're welcoming your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Elizabeth Bernstein. She is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She writes the column Bonds on Relationships, and we are talking with her about her her recent column on the mother-daughter relationship. I'm Not Your Little Baby, Calling a Truce in Mother-Daughter Conflict. And let's start with an email. Let me see here. I guess Amy in Milwaukee emails, I was raised by a hypercritical mother who was raised by a hypercritical mother. So I have been trying to break the cycle with my 11-year-old daughter, but I fail all the time. Now she thinks I'm criticizing her when I'm not. How do you rebuild that trust? Well, that's a tough one. Elizabeth, any thoughts?
It is a tough one, and it can happen at any age, really. The daughter could be 11, she could be 30. One thing to do is to really, you know, sit down at a time that's not tense, that isn't, you know, the middle of an argument, but sit down some other time, go have a cup of tea, and take a walk together, and tell your daughter how much you love her, and also that
therapists will say, be vulnerable. Say, look, it pains me that we fight so much. I think daughters need to hear that. I think mothers need to hear that from their daughters. You know, I love you so much. Maybe ask, what can I do to say things to you so that, you know, you're okay with it? So I think really just talking in a calm way when it's not heated and not in the heat of the moment.
I'm just thinking, too, there's a difference between advice, as annoying as that might be if it's unsolicited, and just in criticism and just, you know, jabs, isn't there?
There is. And so you want to think like, you know, you want to step back as a mom. Am I really offering her some, you know, advice? Is this really necessary? Am I going to, you know, look, 11-year-old girls are going to, you know, that's the age. You're going to start rebelling. You're going to want to, you know, test your wings out. But, you know, so what are you offering? Are you really helping her? It's something that she really needs to know? Or is this just your opinion? And actually, it's no more valid than her opinion. So you do. I think that you need to really understand if what you're trying to get there, what you're trying to offer.
Yeah, you start off your piece with an example of a woman, an adult daughter, Jessica Setnick, who was on her way to her mother's house for dinner and decided to send her a text before she got there. And Jessica, the daughter, says, I got my hair cut today and I think it looks fine. If you don't like it, please don't say anything. My goodness.
She knew her mother well.
Yeah. And well, is that a way to at least start the conversation that you don't approve of those kinds of remarks?
It is. And what's interesting about that mother and daughter pair, you know, the daughter's 39 years old, the mother's, I believe, 71, if I remember correctly, they ended up going to therapy together. So sort of like you would go to couples therapy, a husband and wife, but they went mother and daughter. And what the daughter says she learned was to be calm and sort of step back and hear what her mother was saying. And she learned these coping techniques. She learned to say, like, to preempt it, look, Mom, you know, my hair is okay with me. You're, you know, this is the point where your opinion isn't, you know, I don't need it right now. And she said she also learned if they were on the phone and they were arguing, she would say, you know, I love you, but I have to hang up now and I can call you back later when we calm down. Good techniques, by the way, for a husband and a wife. But, you know, she learned some coping techniques. So, yes, it's interesting how people cope.
Yeah, well, and I was, looks like the mother, Setnick, was, she was not only, you know, criticizing a haircut, but she would say things like, now that your husband has been laid off, you will need to stop eating out so much.
She said that. One of my favorites was, honey, why didn't you put the white napkins on the table? The green don't look so good. So, you know, she had a lot. She and this was a mother who was very open about the fact that she was constantly sort of offering up her opinion. And she said, you know, rather than being controlling, I prefer to call it directive. But she, in therapy, the mom, what she got out of therapy, she was really allowed to talk about her own mom, who was so much more controlling than she felt she was. And this is like that caller who we just spoke to. This idea that she's trying so hard, this mother, to do it differently than her mother did it and being frustrated when it's not quite right or her daughter doesn't think that. But this mom, what she was able to do was sort of work through her own issues with her own mother. And that is helpful, too.
Yeah. So again, general advice, mothers, ask your daughter, what do you need help with? Don't assume you know. Julie in Manitowoc is with us next. Hi, Julie.
Hi, great show. I was calling because when I was in my late 30s, I stopped calling my mom and started calling her by her first name. And it was kind of a developmental shift in my mind, and I think in hers, because we stopped being mother-daughter and more friends. And a lot of people thought it was very odd. We'd be going out, and I'd say, well, hi, Betty, or where are you going, Betty? And but it worked for us.
Yeah, and she was all for that, Julie?
Yeah, she was fine with that. When I was in graduate school, I actually lived with her for a couple of years. Fabulous, and so, again, we became friends, and I miss her every day.
Yeah. This reminded me that we used to call my mom by her first name when we were in high school. All my siblings did, too, and she did not like it very much. We didn't do it all the time. But, Elizabeth, what do you think of that? As she's an adult, she started treating her mom as a friend and stopped calling her mom.
Well, it's interesting because she seems to have done it with that intent, too, mm-hmm. that we're going to become friends. And it's sort of a great coping technique or a way to try to work through this. And I also think it's very hopeful because, you know, these mother-daughter relationships, and another theme that we're hearing in the show is how many women miss their mothers, you know, terribly. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough weekend for that if your mom's not around. So to sort of remind yourself, your mom might not, she's not going to be around probably forever, and you can repair it. So, and there's many ways you can sort of come to that friendship as adults. That should really be the goal, right? So, like, I love to hear that.
Julie, thank you so much for the call. Cynthia in Menominee is with us now. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello. I had a very adversarial relationship with my mother growing up. It was also the most similar in interests and personalities with my mother, and we did have some very tough times, but after I married, and I could kind of understand the stress she was under with her marriage, with her work, and we became better friends. And then once she started entering Alzheimer's symptoms, the relationship really changed for me and my sisters. It's been quite a journey. She's become the person she wanted to be for an interlude, and we could see what she could have been if she hadn't had the stressors.
Yeah. Well, that was one of those examples of you understood what she was going through once you were married with children. And sometimes our moms will say that to us, Elizabeth, wait until you have children.
Yeah, wait until you have children. I wouldn't wish this on anyone.
We were having our children, I said, you know, the only reason I would want a daughter is just to see if the relationship could be different. And my mother looked at me and said, it certainly could be. I never got a daughter.
Oh.
But, you know, she acknowledged, yes, it could very much be. She taught me a lot outside life. And every time I would ask her a question as we were doing our chores together, she would turn it around, and this is the equivalent with people. And I really appreciated it. It was tough working with her, but looking back, I got quite an education.
Yeah, and your mother is still with you.
She's in family care now.
Yeah, yeah, that's always a hard thing to go through as well, Cynthia.
It's difficult, but she is the person she wanted to be,
and that's comforting. Well, anything more to respond to that, Elizabeth?
Well, it's interesting that one thing we haven't talked about that a tip daughters could do is really sort of put yourself in your mom's shoes. I mean, and this is a family that the daughter sort of got to do that later in life, but or certainly when they had children. But sort of think about, stop if you're the daughter. Look, as daughters, we as teenagers, we're self-absorbed, and perhaps that's part of this relationship going forward. We stop. Mom allows us. We feel we can be self-absorbed with mom. So, but that's not really the way to build a friendship, right? So, you know, as you're trying to build that adult relationship, think of your mom's challenges and everything she sort of did, what her life is like, and her stressors, as the caller is saying, and then that might help you understand where she's coming from.
Yeah, and another piece of advice that you learned for the piece, tell your daughter what your mother was like, share how she treated you and how it made you feel, which is something that would help a daughter understand a mother as well.
Certainly, you know.
Elizabeth Bernstein, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal, is our guest. She writes the column Bonds on Relationships. We are talking with her about her article on the conflict that is sometimes, maybe often, in a mother-daughter relationship. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your own experiences and your thoughts on improving a mother-daughter relationship. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly sunny in southern and eastern Wisconsin, turning cloudy with rain likely in northern and western Wisconsin. Highs today in the 60s and low 70s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. After 8, it's our regular Friday Week in Review, where we will talk with two guests about the state's top news stories this week, state, national, and international top news stories of the week. Right now, we are talking about the mother-daughter relationship and when it is not always smooth sailing, talking about how to deal with conflicts in the mother-daughter relationship. And our next caller is Kelly in Appleton. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. How's your relationship with your mom?
I'm actually really blessed. I have a wonderful relationship with my mother. I always have, and as I've grown up, I'm 28 now, it's just gotten better and better. And I am a new mom myself. I have a little girl, and she's 9 months old.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. She's a handful. But I've grown to understand motherhood in such a deep way now, and I cherish that I live so close to my mom and that we walk together with the baby, and I can ask her questions when I'm confused or I don't know what to do, and she's just such a help. But I wanted to say that I think that honesty is such a huge part of that, and boundaries. I don't really have that issue in my relationship because she's really good at staying, you know, within boundaries and not overstepping. But I have friends that have unhealthy relationships with their mom, and I see that a lot of times it's just because they don't communicate and they don't say, hey, mom, that really hurts me when you say that. Instead, they just get mad and then they don't talk to their mom for a month. And
yeah,
that doesn't fix anything, you know? So I really think communication and setting boundaries is important. And if you really want the relationship with your mom, then you're going to have to work at it like any other relationship.
Great advice, Stephanie. Elizabeth, makes sense to me.
Exactly. It's fantastic advice. And, you know, what she's saying is you really have to both come at it as adults. You can't react like a 10-year-old and not speak to mom, you know, run to your room and not speak to mom for a month or any time. Like, so, you know, to sort of come at it as an adult and to speak about the relationship, to communicate, as she's saying. It's fantastic.
And I like that. Be honest. That was one of the tips in your piece as well. It was don't lie.
Don't lie to mom. As I put in the article, you know, she's got eyes in the back of her head. That's really true. And then also, but, you know, you just want to be honest. You can say, instead of coming at it with anger, you can explain the anger. Don't show it. You know, just be honest about what's going on.
Yeah. I thought Kelly's story was touching, too, that she's a new mom, and mom is there, and she can ask mom whatever she wants about being a new mom and raising her baby. But the key word there is that Kelly is asking mom for that advice.
Yeah, the key word, that mom is stepping back a little and allowing her adult daughter to come to her. And how wonderful, because let's face it, mom does know more about raising kids than a new mother. And so ask is the key word.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling. And happy Mother's Day to you and your mom. Stephanie in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. My question was, great segment, by the way, and my question was to the people that you have on was, do you feel that there's a difference between mother-daughter relationships and relationships with sons? I have three brothers, and I have a sister as well, and I always felt like our mother was, in a great way, tougher on us than with our brothers. So I was just curious if they've ever noticed a difference in those relationships and if that's common.
Yeah, there is a difference, isn't there, Elizabeth?
There is a difference. And so I'm trying to think as you're speaking, maybe mom really is tougher, moms are tougher on daughters, or maybe it just seems tougher, but there is definitely a difference because that mom has seen herself in her daughter, so she's going to want to maybe nudge a little harder. And sons are a little better, too, at removing themselves. It's sort of becoming more independent from the mom often. So they're not expected to grow up and be like mom. And so I do think there's a big difference.
Yeah. I don't know, and maybe it's generalizing, but maybe sons are also better at saying, yeah, whatever, mom, and daughters, are more annoyed by the unsolicited advice and critical comments.
I agree. I think, again, as I said before, women are more emotional, too. You know, a son might say, thanks, mom, I'm going out to shoot some hoops. So,
yeah. So, Stephanie, any follow-up?
No, I actually never really looked at it in that way, that maybe they're, you know, trying to get their daughters to be more like them, and I never really took that to heart, I suppose, so that's good advice. I recently, and I always used to always say I didn't want children, and I took my first job in Chicago working with children, and I had 8 to 12 girls through the ages of 8 and 12, and I remember my first night I thought, oh, these girls are so fantastic, they love me, and then after about a week, when I realized I was being manipulated, I called my mom in tears, and I said, oh, my gosh, this is so hard. How did you do this with 5 kids? And she basically said, have fun. And and that was it was great advice. But I always felt like the mothers were tougher on us than the boys. And
yeah,
so,
well, you probably weren't imagining it, Stephanie.
That's true.
But think of it, there's also something else, if I can butt in myself. You know, daughters, there is a little bit more, I think mothers perceive more risk to daughters. The daughter could be, you know, getting pregnant. The daughter could be harmed in some way. You feel like maybe a daughter is more vulnerable out there in the world physically. So, you know, there probably is just a natural propensity to also protect that daughter stronger. A boy can defend himself.
Well, I like this piece of advice from your piece. Find something fun and mutually satisfying to do together instead of the negative pattern. Art, hiking, antiquing. Couples who try new activities together are happier. It can be true of moms and daughters, too.
It's interesting. So there is this research out there that shows that new things, when married couples do novel things together, it could be just walking around a new neighborhood in your town or, you know, deciding we're going to try a new kind of food or something very simple. But when they do new things together, it makes them happier. And so that, if you think of a mother and daughter as a different type of couple, there's no reason why that shouldn't work, too. And you can build the friendship that way. And you've got to have something in common, your mother and daughter.
Jennifer in Appleton emails, I have an amazing relationship with my mom, but it wasn't always that way. I think the pivotal point came when we had a talk in my early 20s about our expectations in our relationship. She had been quietly trying to transform from mother to friend, but I was fighting her. My older sister is best friends with my mom. Even though I had lots of friends, I still wanted a great relationship with her. Now, 15 years later, we talk every day on the phone. We have a great time together, and she is the best grandmother ever. Setting clear expectations and having frank dialogues are crucial to every relationship, especially those closest to your heart. Well, that sounds like a wonderful email to end the program on. And Elizabeth Bernstein, I wonder if you have some concluding remarks for us.
I just don't even think I could say it better than that. Email writer could come write my column. So I just think that's a perfect way to sum up. It's the communication is important in any relationship.
Well, are you doing anything special for Mother's Day?
I am going to see my mom, and she has said, I just want to do some nice things together. We are in Miami, so we might take a walk on the beach and have lunch, so I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Bernstein, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She writes the column Bonds on Relationships and was talking with us about her column on the mother-daughter relationship and when we can call a truce in the mother-daughter conflict. Thanks very much to Rob Ferret, to Bill Martins, and to Amanda Magnus, who produced this program, and thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come, including our week in review. We'll talk about the recall election in Wisconsin. It's a rematch after this week's primary. Gay marriage gets a boost from President Obama and a setback in North Carolina. and all the other top state and national news stories of the week, coming up in our Week in Review after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.